You know, Barb, one of the big subjects in the body of Christ is how do you get healed in the first place? And an equally important, and maybe a greater importance, is how do you keep your healing? How do you keep your miracle once you've been healed?
Yes, that's right. And we're going to discuss today some important points, and especially those of you who have been prayed for and you've discovered for some reason your healing isn't there. We're going to discuss that today. It's going to be great. Praise God.
You know, many miracles that we have on Tuesday nights and in our meetings where we're there in person and over the radio, I'd also say, people get healed instantly. And sometimes it's almost a shock that they got what they asked for on the spot. And then they go away and they start to wonder and they start to doubt. And of course, the devil is going to come in immediately to steal the word away. Mm-hmm. And like it says in the parable of a sower in Matthew chapter 13, the word that you don't understand, the devil can come and steal right out of your heart. And when it says in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed. You have to stand on the word of God, not on an experience. And we've said frequently a statement that was given to me over 20 years ago, so it's not original with us, but it's feelings and symptoms are liars. God's word is truth. Now, it's great when the pain goes away and the hurt goes away, but I'll tell you, it's even greater when you stand on the word. So let's pray before we go on here, because this is something that needs to get buried in people's hearts so they go by the ways of God, not by experience.
That's right.
Father God, I thank you for the subject of healing. I thank you for the fact that we can receive miracles not only in healing but in other areas of our life. And Lord Jesus, we just declare today that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, as it says in Hebrews 13:8. And Father God, I praise you. I praise you that we can get healed, that we don't have to run to the doctor every time we have a little something wrong, or we don't have to run to the bank every time we have a little something wrong. We can go to the Word of God and get our miracle direct from you, Lord. Thank you for being a miracle worker in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Well, we find, I believe, Darren, where we really need to start on bedrock solid soil, solid truth, is that God's Word is true. And when we go from there, we know that the healing that was afforded to us by Jesus on the cross is also available for us today, because the New Testament, it is in the New Covenant. Now, if it were just in Isaiah 53, we'd say, well, that was Old Covenant. It doesn't pertain to us today. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can take that 1 Peter 2:24 that you just read before your prayer, and we can hold on to it. God's word, and especially in Psalm 119, verse 160, says, "The sum of thy word is truth, and every one of thy righteous ordinances is everlasting." That means we can hang on to it, hold on to it for dear life, because it is life.
Well, you know that scripture I read a while ago, and I'll read it again, 1 Peter 2:24, one of the greatest scriptures on healing. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. That's past tense. That's already been done. And here's one of the keys that sometimes we gloss over, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Well, dying to doubt, fear, and unbelief is part of that package. And you really have to make a decision by an act of your will to say, I'm going to go with God's word no matter how I feel, no matter what the symptoms are. If God's word says I'm healed, I'm going to go with that. And you know our bodies are rebels, Barbara. We've been raised in rebellion, and I'll tell you how that works. We get set up this way when we're children, and perhaps we're raised in a household where every time there was a problem, they went to the emergency room, or they went immediately to the phone, and they called the doctor, and they said, my child has this and this and this. And even though you were raised in a Christian home where they believe that you could be born again and that you become a Christian and you turn your back on Satan, their practice in the home was not one a biblical health. Mm-hmm. They depended on the doctors. They depended on the pharmacy, or they depended on the pills on the shelf. Well, many times we have to break those habits of, first of all, going to medical practice and going to the pharmacy and instead of doing that, going to Jesus.
That's right.
And I believe firmly that Christian parents need to raise their children saying, oh, you have a headache? Well, let's pray, and Jesus will heal you. We need to sow that into our consciousness, and we can get that turned around. And you know, when children learn that, and children begin to learn the word, then we can say to them a little later on, well, What scripture are you standing on here for your healing? Because you know Jesus is bigger than that headache.
Well, you know that when people come on Tuesday nights or when they call in over the radio, that that's one of the first questions we ask them. What scripture are you standing on? So most of you who listen to us on a regular basis know that you don't come to Darren and Barbara's meetings or call without having a scripture, especially that you're standing on for the answer to your prayer and to your need. Now, David is such a wonderful example of the righteous man that God wants us to be, Darren. And I'm going to go to Psalm 119 again. I know the first verse I quoted was Psalm 19, 160. But here in Psalm 119, 140, now the whole chapter of Psalm 119, and it's the longest chapter in the Bible, is a continuation of God's word. And what David talks about is God's word is truth. It's righteousness. We can stand on it and know that it's going to come through for us. Well, here in the 140th verse, it says, "Thy word is very pure, O Lord. Therefore, thy servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth." That means thy word, thy law. "Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet thy commandments are my delight. Thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live." Now see, it's in understanding that that sower of the seed in Matthew 13 was saying, if you understand the word, you will have it. If you don't understand, Satan will come and take it away. So here David was actually saying also, give me understanding that I may live.
Okay, he also talked about the testimonies. Read the verse that he talks about testimonies there, and that's what God is saying. The whole word of God, the whole Bible, beginning to end, is God's testimony.
That's right, and thy testimonies are righteous forever.
Now, you know, if we bring our testimony in agreement, in congruence with God's word, in other words, God says, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. All right, if we begin to talk that way, even though we may have to temporarily deny a symptom.
Yes.
Not that you don't have the symptom, but you deny that symptom's right to run your life. And some people say, oh, my, I've got such a horrible headache. You know, I've got to cancel this, cancel that. Take a day off, take a week off, you know, whatever. What if you said, now listen, the name of Jesus is bigger than this pain I have in my head. This pain in my head is temporary. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's atmospheric pressure, blood pressure, chemical imbalance, lack of sleep. I you know, slept on my pillow wrong, you know, whatever it is. I'm going to say that the name of Jesus and the word of God, his testimonies, are bigger than this temporary affliction.
That's right. And I find that true in my own life more often than not, Darren, is that after you've prayed for me or after I've begun saying scriptures, it is not an immediate healing that I go through. Generally speaking, it's not immediate. It takes maybe a few minutes or a few hours. Sometimes it's taken several days. I remember in 1993, I had severe pain, and you spoke to that, and I stood on the word, and it took 2 or 3 months, but I have not had pain since then. Praise God. So as long as it takes for us to believe that God's word is true, we need to get that word inside of us.
But you know, Barbara, if you're going in, if you say, all right, with the name of Jesus and the word of God, this thing, whatever the thing is that's mm-hmm. tormenting you, mm-hmm. is going to have to bow. Now, when you make that determination, I mean, you've got that so solidly set in your heart, then I'll tell you, you're going to bring those things into subjection
yes.
more quickly every time. Now, when I started praying for healing over 20 years ago, I'll say now, probably in about 1978, I started getting turned on to this, really, really turned on to the healing message. I found that there was quite a time frame in there between the time I started praying and the manifestation. Now, most of the time, I get that instantly, but it took a while to get to that point.
Yes.
But if you go in saying, all right, between me and Jesus, the Word of God, I'm going to take dominion here, and I'm going to make this thing bow to the word of God, whether it takes 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, or 5 years, going in, I know I am not going to lose.
That's right.
I'm going in as a victor, day one, moment one, and the very minute on this thing, and because I have the faith for it. And by the way, let's stop right now and show our people how to get the faith they need to have their healing.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yes.
Because sometimes we've taught in our classes and I've taught on the air some of you have a third grade faith and you need a 12th grade miracle.